lot of jobs going for Australian food. Here's the basic situation. Bumper crop, for the first time in so many years. Yep. Bumper crops right across the spectrum. We're talking berries, we're talking apples and you know, or the stone fruits and so on. But bumper crop, no one to pick it.
Well, there's no backpackers.
There's no backpackers. But what about this story? It was a cover story in the Australian magazine this weekend. I rang you up and said, listen, we have to talk about this.
It's a really good story.
They need 25, 26,000 people to go and pick the crops. The poor farmers, they haven't had a cracker for years. They've finally got a decent crop and no one to come and
help. Well, I was talking to some people during the week about this and they said the same thing. I've got fruit rotting on my trees because I can't get people to pull it off.
James Jackson is the president of New South Wales Farmers. He's a good mate of ours and he's on the line this afternoon giving us a couple of minutes. G'day, James.
Afternoon, Murray. Hey. What is the collective noun for a group of Murrays?
Fantastic.
I think Murrays will do.
Unbelievable.
Nice to speak to you, James. I bet your phone's been running hot with you and your members are saying, gee whiz, we're in a pickle here. It's a real predicament.
Absolutely. I'm getting reports every day, you know, of people actually doubling up, shearers, you know, pulling out of gear in a shearing shed and going and driving grain trucks because, you know, there's rain coming, bins, header bins, to cover the harvest. We've got the horticultural crops coming off at the moment, the berries are coming off at the moment up at Coffs Harbour there. There's a guy usually has 700 pickers for blueberries and he can round up about 70.
10% of his usual workforce, James.
Absolutely. You know, the cherry guys might be okay, but certainly there's we've got to make sure that those borders are open. So the few backpackers that we got in the country, I mean, I think Guy said this morning, our Hort guys, he said that there's usually about 160,000. We're down about 100,000 backpackers this year. So there's 60,000 backpackers. So they're going to, you know, those guys are going to, those troops are going to have gnarly fingers by the time they pick all the cherries.
Yeah.
And strawberries, and there is fruit rotting at the moment.
James, so, I mean, the whole thing about agriculture and a career in agriculture and that agricultural life is extremely close to my heart with what I do and the people that I talk to. But, you know, the government's even said now we're going to, you know, kick in $6,000 to cover your relocation. Are people taking that up? And I wonder, why do people just not want to get involved in ag? What is that?
Look, there's a trickle of people, and to be fair, I mean, every time we talk about it on the radio, there is a website, New South Wales DPI, and one of the employment agencies got this Harvest Trail website.
Yeah, it's a good website.
And every time we talk about it, there is a heap of people sign up. So, you know, there's some good people in town that are, signing up. And it's not just young people. Some pensioners are going out there, the grey nomads, all sorts of people fronting up. You might be on a weighbridge for the, the cereal crop out at Narrabri or driving a truck if you've got a truck licence or picking fruit. You know, grading cherries in orange, or we're doing all these casual jobs, and certainly there's a lot of people sort of fronting up, but we're still short. No,
and here's the thing: you mentioned the grain nomads, you mentioned the foreign backpackers. What about the unemployed Aussies who don't want to get off the sofa?
Yeah. Well, look, there is a problem, and we do understand that, you know, it's hard to relocate. It's hard to sort of get your life in order to get out there. But look, for people listening today, you'll have the time of your life. You know, it's beautiful weather, in rural New South Wales at the moment. We'll find some accommodation at the pub or at the caravan park or something, and you'll have the time of your life. I think it'll work okay, actually. So, you know, if there's anybody out there, sitting down and getting calluses on their backside from sitting in front of the TV.
Oh, there'd be plenty, don't you worry.
Yeah. Well, have a crack out at the cherries, out at Orange, or go up to Coffs Harbour. You know, you can have a surf after work.
Well, I think about my oldest son. I mean, he loves ag, and so does my youngest. But you know, the kids go to schoolies. I mean, well, get your mates in a car, go away for 3 weeks, plan your trip, jump from property to property.
Make some money along the way. And some new pals.
Yeah, too right. And, you know, regional New South Wales is not, you know, it's everywhere. As you said, you can work on a farm and then go and have a surf in the afternoon.
Absolutely, absolutely. There's, you know, the blueberry industry up in Coffs is, you know, basically right next to the that beautiful Coffs Coast there. And, yeah, jump in the surf or, you know, out at Orange, you know, there's plenty of creeks. You can swing on a tyre out into the... there is some water in the creeks at the moment, so that's all good. So, look, you'll have the time of your life. It's something that'll stay with you for a long time, actually going and picking a bit of fruit with some friends. It's not a bad thing to do.
James, great to talk to you. Thanks for giving us a couple of minutes this afternoon. A very important issue for agriculture right up and down the east coast of Australia. Queensland, but just the same. Same in Victoria. Thank you very much for joining us, mate. Nice to speak to you.
Yeah. Thanks for ventilating the issue, Murray. It's a real issue in rural New South Wales at the moment. So, if anybody can get out there, for goodness sake, get out there and have a crack.
James Jackson's New South Wales Farmers Federation, Farmers Association. And here are the stats. Okay, from November these came in, Muzz, you mentioned these. If you're relocating out to a capital city, $3,000 is available from the federal government. If you're relocating to a regional area from a city, what did you say? $6,000.
$6,000. If you're sitting in Sydney or Brisbane and you want to go out and do some work, you could be pocketing $6,000 to help you get to somewhere like Bathurst or Orange or out to Parks or wherever you need it.
An extra $3,000 too if you have a dependent with you. Now, if you relocate specifically to take up short-term ag work, you could receive $6,000 if you're an Australian worker, $2,000 if you're a visa holder with the right to work in Australia.